Hello, and welcome to the podcast Expect Butterflies, the Law of Attraction channel with Alora Cheek. And I'm here to talk to you about conscious creation. How do we keep doing that thing called allowing? Allow. Welcome. Hello, this is Alora talking to you from my closet. My closet studio. It is very late at night or very early, depending on how you look at it. My family's asleep, and I have this urge to talk about the topic of curating your content, curating what you ingest in terms of content. Now, we ingest things in terms of food. We make lots of choices about what we put in our bodies, what we're going to have for lunch, what we're going to have for dinner. But there's a lot of times we don't actually make a choice about what we're going to ingest, we're going to see and hear. We just sort of turn on the news, or we turn on the Netflix, or we turn on the Facebook, and we just get what we get. And that could either be a positive thing, but in this case, this podcast is about if you find yourself having difficulties with what social media is serving up to you or the news is serving up to you, and you're finding that throwing you off of your connection, here is what you can do about it. Number one, do not fight the fact that it's throwing you off your connection. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you if you're flying high and an article gets fed to you in social media that makes you that makes you feel disconnected. Okay, it's not like, oh well, I should be above it and I should be at a place where nothing knocks me off my game. Look, yes, meditating will help you have a stronger connection in general, but it's, how am I going to put this? When you think a thought about a topic that means a lot to you, and you think a thought that is not in agreement with your inner being, it's going to feel loudly uncomfortable, because the degree to which the topic matters to you is the degree to the loudness of which you get a response. Which means if you have a topic that you feel very strongly about and you have a positive thought about that topic, you're going to feel a very large positive feeling. But if you have a topic that you feel very strongly about and you get dished up a piece of information about it and it's not in agreement with your inner being, you'll have a very strong negative feeling. Okay, so don't fight against the fact that you're having these negative feelings. Your inner being it's your communication with your inner being, and it's working. So we don't want to put you in a place where you never have a negative thought or something doesn't ever upset you, because contrast is what makes you have desires and what makes you go forward. Okay, so the first thing is nothing's wrong. But the second thing is, if it's happening a lot and you're not really happy about it and you find yourself getting off of Facebook and feeling worse than you did before you got on, or you get off the TV and you feel worse, or whatever it is, this is a reminder to curate your content. Just like we curate what we eat, we choose what things. We don't just walk around with our mouths hanging open. What was that movie? Something about Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. It was a cartoon. Food started falling out of the sky. We don't just walk around and like our mouths are open and unknowing food just drops in our mouth and we go, oh, I didn't mean to eat that pizza. No, we actually choose to open our mouths and put the pizza in our mouths, right? We curate and choose what food we put in our mouths. The same thing can be done with the content of our lives, what we're seeing and what we're reading, what we're listening to, what we're watching. Okay, so here's an invitation, especially as we're moving into a new year. It's fun to think about things that we could do in the new year. Here's an invitation to take a look at your calendar. And when you have your calendar and you can say, okay, tomorrow I have things that I'm doing. I'm at work for these hours. I have lunch. I have maybe some errands I need to run. Go ahead and put that on your calendar. And then take a look at the spots that are blank, the spots that don't have anything in them. What do you typically do during those times? Are those the times where you flick on the Facebook or the social media? Are those the times where you just sit down and see what's on Netflix or the news? Are those the times where you are bumping up against upsetting content? You can say to yourself, okay, great. Instead of leaving those places blank then, what do I want to put in there instead? So I'm really big on not saying technology is bad. There's no good or bad. There's just wanted or unwanted for us. There's the perspective that we have. There's the things that we're drawing near us. There's so many positive things about technology. There's so many positive things about social media. There's so many positive things about the internet and the fact that we can call somebody halfway around the world at any given moment, right? There's so many wonderful things, but it's all about choice, conscious creation, consciously deciding, making more decisions. So we look at our calendar and we say, great, when I get done with work, I like to have a little time where I zone out. And usually I'll get on Facebook, but if I'm feeling tired and I need a break and I get on Facebook, that can be when a news article that I wasn't expecting that pops in my face makes me feel sad or bad, or I just feel depressed or whatever, because I'm already a little bit depleted, right, from what I just did or whatever, and I need to be filled up instead of sort of knocked down by what I'm seeing. So instead of just getting on Facebook, what's something that I could watch instead? So queue up things on YouTube that you want, or get some TED Talks ready or whatever it is, or find an old show that brings you joy, or queue up an audiobook, a podcast. Decide in advance, basically, is what I'm saying. Decide in advance what media you're going to consume during that time. If you find that you flick on Facebook on your phone without meaning to, without thinking about it first, figure out what are ways can you put a couple of layers in between you and that app or you and that website that make it harder to get to. Do you log out every time so you have to log in with a long password? Do you bury the app on your phone in a bunch of folders so it takes you a while to get to it? Do you put your phone away? Do you put your phone in a couple of Ziplocs? Basically, what are some things that you can do so that you're not unconsciously taking media in, but you're consciously taking media in, and you're more consciously choosing what media you take in. Now, you notice I'm not saying don't take in any media. This is not about never knowing what's going on in the world. You can certainly engage with the world, but we want to engage with the world more often, or as often as we can, from a place of connection. Connect first, then interact. Connect first, then surf the internet. Connect first, connect first, connect first, connect first. Okay, so when we're coming from a place of connection, we can ask ourselves, okay, why am I addressing this article, or why am I looking for information about this? And if it feels good, then I know to continue to look for it. If it doesn't feel good, I know I'm being steered in a different direction. Okay. One of the things about this idea of curating your content is sometimes we get so into our daily life that we forget we have a choice. Things are coming at us and we're reacting. Reaction is a big thing that happens to us sometimes when we're busy. But when we come from a place of reaction, we're just constantly getting more of what is. We're in this feedback loop. What we want to do to have a consciously created life is we want to get out in front of things. That's what segment intending does. That's what gratitudes lists or appreciation lists. That's what meditation does. That's what scripting does. It's basically ways to stop ingesting all the information that's around us at that time and to start choosing what information we want to be around us in the future. So that's my message to you tonight. My message to you is take more, say, control, but yeah, more conscious control of your calendar, not just about the big things that you're doing during the day, but about the breaks, and say, what fills me up? Instead of clicking on Facebook, is there another app that I could have? Or if I put down the phone, could I get a dot to dot? like a paper. I just found a dot to dot in my house. I was like, I forgot I love these things. You know, can I bring a dot to dot? Doodling? Could I even just doodle on a piece of paper? Could I write a friend a note, an actual handwritten note, and put it in the mail? What are some things I can do that give me the benefit that I think clicking on the Facebook or that I think clicking on the Netflix or whatever it is will give me, such as a mental break or a chance to connect to a person or whatever it is? What are the things that are actually going to give me the feeling goal that I want? And to play with it, and it'll change. Don't get stuck in that, well, I always write a letter to somebody every day at 4 o'clock. Let it flow. But go ahead and pre-think ideas that you can do so that you can maintain your momentum, this beautiful balance of being focused enough in the world that you're enjoying it, you're appreciating it, you are reacting to the things that you love so you get more things that you love, you are informed enough that you are on the periphery of the challenges of the world, periphery of the world's problems, that you can see, you're not emotionally sucked in, but you can see it. You can see it, but you're far enough away that you're still turned towards the solution to those problems. You know when you're still connected, when you can look at a world problem and feel the solution coming for that problem. So what you want to do is you want to be in this place where you are on the edge of solution and choice. Yeah. Okay, great. So I'm curious to hear how that goes for you. Let me know what changes when you begin to curate the content of your days. Again, I'm not telling you, get off social media. Don't do this. Don't do that. I don't live in the world of those don'ts. What I say is just make more choices. Be more deliberate. And accept the fact that you have ebbs and flows in your days. Times of your day where you want some downtime. Times of your day where you want to be active. There might be weeks or months. We all go in different cycles, right? Honor those cycles and enjoy those cycles and be conscious about those cycles and what you're consuming. And so it is.
You have just listened to Expect Butterflies, the Law of Attraction channel with Alora Cheek. And I hope you have an incredibly aligned day. You can catch more at expectbutterflies.com.